Welcome to Hump Day Hot Tips. Hump Day Hot Tips give you inspiration to get your imagination going. Remember, these episodes are meant to be suggestions and inspiration, not rules to follow. Así que, diviértete and happy humping. Happy Hump Day. Welcome back to another episode of Hump Day Hot Tips. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. So it is a it's definitely a practical tip that you can use at home. And I definitely hope you start applying this to your life in some way, shape, or form. It's not directly related to sex, but as y'all know, I can relate everything back to sex. So this is going to be about how to do a breast self-exam. And I mean, I'm assuming some of y'all like your breasts being touched, and I'm assuming all of y'all do not want to get breast cancer. So early detection is super important. The day that I'm recording this is October 21st, and this isn't going to come out until the first week of November. So I'm a little bit late for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it's just something that's been on my mind all month as I go into the stores and see the pink everywhere. Interestingly enough, my grandmother, who passed away in 2020, in October actually, was a breast cancer survivor. So she got diagnosed with breast cancer in her 80s. She had a lumpectomy, which just means that she had the tumor taken out or the lump taken out. And she took like this medication for like 5 years and, you know, didn't have to do chemo or radiation or anything like that. And she survived and lived until her late 90s. So anyways, super important. She actually found that out by getting a mammogram. So if you are at the age where you should be getting a mammogram, definitely go and get that done. But today we are going to be talking about a self breast examination. I'm also going to be sharing all this information that I'm sharing today on this episode. I'm going to post a link in the show notes so you can go back and read it as well. So if you're driving or, you know, getting ready for work, whatever it is, and you can't write it down, I want y'all to have this information. So I'm just going to quickly go over what is on this site. This is breastcancer.org. And again, this is self-examination of your breasts. So the first step, this is a 5-step process. The first step is examining your breasts in a mirror with your hands on your hips. So what is that, like Superman pose, whatever? Anyways, so you want to look at your breasts in the mirror with your shoulders straight and your arms on your hips. So you know you want to stand up straight, put your arms on your hips, and you want to look for the following. Breasts that are there, that they are usual size, shape, and color. This is why, y'all, it is super important to get familiar with your bodies. If you don't know what is normal for you, you are not going to know when something is off. So look that your breasts are their usual size, shape, and color. Breasts that are evenly shaped without visible distortion or swelling. If you see any of the following changes, you want to bring them to your doctor. Also, if y'all ever want practice or want to have a conversation about how to bring something up to your doctor, whether you're like nervous or you're not sure how to talk about it, reach out to me and I'm happy to have that conversation with you free of charge. Just send me a DM on Instagram, Sex and Spanglish. Send me an email, Anna@sexandspanglish.com. I'm more than happy to have that discussion with you about how you can advocate for your health. And I'm definitely not going to be like, okay, I'm going to charge you. Like it's totally free. I promise you. If you're like, I don't know how to have this conversation, let me know. Anyway, I digress. If you see any of the following changes in your breasts, you want to bring this to your doctor's attention. Dimpling, puckering, or bulging of the skin. A nipple that has changed position, or an inverted nipple, so like it's pushed inward instead of sticking out. Redness, soreness, rash, or swelling. So that's step one. Step two, you want to raise your arms. So you're still in the mirror. You're going to raise your arms up. Why am I raising? I'm raising my arms while I'm talking to y'all. Anyways, you want to raise your arms and look for those same changes, right? The ones that I just said. You want to look for those with your arms raised and also on your hips. Step three, you want to look for signs of breast fluid. So while you're in the mirror, while your arms are up and at your hips, you want to look for fluid coming out of one or both of the nipples. So this could be like watery, milky, or like yellow fluid or blood. You also want to feel for breast lumps while lying down. So you want to check for breast lumps or abnormalities while you're feeling your breast while you're lying down. So you're going to use your right hand to feel your left breast and then your left hand to feel your right breast. So kind of like crisscross or opposite. And you want to use a firm, smooth touch with your pointer finger and your middle finger. So you're going to use the pads of your finger and you're going to keep them flat and together. And you're going to press down with your fingers and move them like in a circle around your boob, around the entire thing. And then you're going to do from top to bottom and side to side. So with the two fingers, the pointer finger and the middle finger, you're going to go in a circular motion. So when you see this picture, you'll be able to see it better. So definitely go to the link. So imagine you're lying down. So first you're going to check your left breast. This is how I'm going to describe it. So you're going to check your left breast first. You're going to use your right hand. There goes my gigapet again, y'all. You're going to use the middle finger and your pointer finger. You are going to go in a circular, like a firm, smooth, circular motion around your boob, the entire boob, as if it was like, what is it called? Almost like a squirrel, right? So from the outside to the inside, and you're going to go top to bottom, and then you're going to go side to side. So from your collarbone to the top of your abdomen, and from your armpit to your cleavage. So it's a pretty extensive area that you're doing. So you're going to do that, and then you're going to switch arms. So you want to make sure that you cover the whole breast. And you also can begin at the nipple and then move in larger and larger circles. I actually do it the opposite way, which is super interesting. I just said that before I even read this, but it says you can begin at the nipple and move in larger circles, but I usually do it the opposite way. Not sure that it matters. But anyway, the fifth step is that you feel your breasts for lumps while standing or sitting. So it says that many women find the easiest way to feel their breasts is when their skin is wet and slippery. So they'll do it in the shower. So you want to cover your entire breast using the same hand movements that I just talked about in the fourth step and looking for a breast lump. So I'm going to quickly repeat the steps and then we'll move on. So step one is examining in the mirror with the hands on the hips. Step two is you're raising your arms and examining your breasts. The third is looking for signs of breast fluid while you are in the mirror. Step four is lying down and you're feeling with the circular motion, the top to bottom and side to side motion. And then either standing or sitting in the shower, or just, you know, like wet skin, looking for lumps. If you find any abnormalities, so that could be lumps or otherwise, you're going to want to contact your doctor. So I realize we are at 8 minutes. This is totally longer than normal, but this is super important. Early detection is the easiest way to ensure that you get the care that you need if and when you do get diagnosed with breast cancer. Early detection is so important. So I urge you to begin doing this on a regular basis. I'm going to post the link to this in the show notes so that you have access to it and you can go back to it, bookmark it on your phone or on your desktop, go back to it, make this a part of your regular routine. Again, if you want to go to the, like if you find a lump or you just need to talk to the doctor about something else that is bothering you and you're like, I'm too embarrassed to bring it up or I'm not sure how to bring it up, I need help with this, let me know. We can have a conversation about what that would look like. Send me a DM on Instagram at sexandspanglish or you can just send me an email on it at sexandspanglish.com. And get to checking your breasts. It is super important that you are doing this. I don't know the statistics. I should have looked it up, but it's super important. Anyways, I hope this was helpful for you. I hope that you start, checking your breasts regularly. So yeah, anyways, happy humping, mi gente. I will talk to y'all next Wednesday. If you want help learning to apply these tips, then this is your invitation to join the Sinvergüenza Symposium. Redefine what it means to be a sinvergüenza and learn to do the things you enjoy without shitting on yourself. The waitlist is open and ready for your name. The link to join is in the show notes.